Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And our next guest right now, speaking of North Canton, one of the greats. It's amazing to say that because you hear the name and your mind immediately goes to that. One of the greats from North Canton Hoover High School. Drew Logan about to graduate, got a great career coming his way, going to be taking his talents to Cincinnati. And Drew, we want to start off with this and pass along our condolences from the Kenny and JT show on the passing of your uncle. I don't want to call him great uncle because people get the wrong inception, but he was a great, good dude and a friend of the program in Judd Logan. So we want to start off with that. And not only that, but the same week you get chosen to play in an all-star game at AT&T Stadium in Dallas. What a whirlwind week was it for you? Happy New Year, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So what was that like?
Yeah.
You get chosen to go play in Dallas Stadium. I mean, all the greats. You see the national championship games played there. You see the Dallas Cowboys play there. And you've got so many different emotions, I have to imagine, running through your mind. What was it like?
It was definitely a surreal experience. Just arriving at the AT&T Stadium, just seeing how big it is compared to stadiums back here in Ohio. But, yeah, it was a little different because there was not many in the crowd. Got to see the game last night. Looked totally different than when I played. So I don't know if I was just in the zone or something like that. But, yeah, I played all right. And then, yeah, I made my decision on going to Cincinnati yesterday. So I'm excited for the future.
What went into that decision, Drew? Why is Cincinnati the right fit for Drew Logan?
It's just the one school with football aside and stuff like that, I felt the most home and wanted to go to school no matter what my circumstance was, if I played football or not. That's the one school where I felt was home for me. And besides that, the coaching staff is great. They treat everyone the same. And I'm glad to be a Bearcat.
Now, will you play lacrosse there too, or are you just focusing now on football? Because as good as you are at football, you're maybe even better at lacrosse. So are you going to play both or just one?
I'm just going to focus on football as of right now. If something comes up or doesn't go right, lacrosse is definitely an option. But right now, it's definitely just football.
Drew Logan, our guest here on the Kenny and JT Show, outstanding senior season for the Hoover Vikings. How about this? Team MVP, first team All-County, Federal League champ 6-0, make the playoffs, and my partner graduated from McKinley, and you're now in the record books as the team and one of the leaders of that team to snap the losing streak against McKinley, and you did it at home.
Thanks, Drew.
At Memorial Stadium. Yeah. What was that night like for you and your teammates to finally get over the hump and beat McKinley?
It was. We came into that game. We had two rough losses early in the season, so we knew what it took to win the game. We just came out and punched them in the mouth. We were the more physical team from the first play to the last play, and they had a good drive against us, and one of our safeties, Anthony Gross, made a great play on the ball to give us back momentum. So, yeah, we just kept saying next play. If one play didn't go right, next play mentality. And once we scored, we knew we needed more points on the board because McKinley can turn on and off the switch very quickly. So. We just took every play like it was our last.
It was a great season. And you know how many people counted you guys out? You lose your quarterback day one, and everybody counts you guys down and out. Was it truly just a next man up mentality, or were you guys just so talented that you knew that nothing was going to get in your way, and you guys made a great run into the high school playoffs this year.
So, Cade going down really explained the first loss of our season against Cleveland Heights. We were a little bummed out. Still trying to figure stuff out with two quarterbacks, one a sophomore and one a junior. The sophomore eventually beat out the junior, and Carson Nerland had a really good year. Excited to see what he does in the next couple of years as a Viking. But, yeah, as Cade is a quarterback, and that's a natural captain position, I guess. Me and Alec Lehman had to step up. Drew Roach as well had to step up and lead the team. So it was definitely an adjustment, but everybody didn't take it the wrong way. Everybody wanted us to succeed as much as anybody else. So, yeah, we just took it one day at a time, one game at a time, and we just wanted to come out of the weekend 1-0.
Drew Logan is a standout defensive end for Hoover, taking his talents to the Bearcats. Going to go to Cincinnati next year. Now, Drew, over the last couple of weeks, we've seen a lot of changes in college coaching. Perry Eliano goes to Ohio State. Kerry Coombs goes from Ohio State to Cincinnati. Now, Kenny asked you what led to you wanting to become a Bearcat. Did you know of any of these moves that were going to be made prior to the time that you signed to go to Cincinnati?
Honestly, my dad and my mom have instilled in me that no matter the coaches, obviously Coach Fickell is a really great coach, but no matter the coaches, you have to find a school. You don't want to be chasing coaches. You just want to find a school that fits you. That's what I did. I did not know about the people moving and stuff like that, but Coach Fickell has showed I met him a couple of days ago. He showed me nothing but love. And, yeah, Coach Scruggs, the defensive line coach at Cincinnati, has showed me a lot of love, and he wants me as much as anybody else. So, yeah, it's just been a great opportunity. But, no, I have not heard of the switches in the coaching staff.
Kenny asked you earlier, would you maybe possibly be playing lacrosse at the college level? You answered that question by saying, no, you wouldn't be playing at Cincinnati, but how close of a decision was it to going maybe somewhere else playing lacrosse and not playing football?
I mean, it wasn't that close because football to me is just a sport that can't be replaced. The energy I get from playing football is a lot different than lacrosse. It's a lot higher pace and stuff like that. So I definitely was 100% football for about a couple months now. So
Drew Logan is our guest here on the Kenny and JT Show via the Wake'em Way Hotline. Had an outstanding senior season with the Hoover Vikings. Like I said, team MVP, first team All-County, Federal League champs, achieved a lot of success in that senior season, Drew. And I'm wondering, did it mean even more to you, the success you had individually as well as the team had after really not playing much the year before because of a knee injury?
The personal accolades are good, but I came into this year just wanting to win. My freshman year, we tied the Federal League championship, or we won the Federal League, but we shared it with, I think, Jackson and, or Perry. And
right.
So I just wanted to come in, and I knew that Hoover's historically a winning program and has kind of ran the Federal League for a while. We kind of fell off for a couple of years and stuff like that, but my teammates and I we knew we had something special this year. We just had to stick together, and if we did have a Federal League loss, we just needed to bounce back. Lake challenged us, but we had enough talent to where luck didn't really matter. We kind of were in control in most of our games, but yeah, we did get a little lucky in some of the games, but we fought to the very end in every game, and that's what Coach Baum wanted us to do. And I was just helping the team just be faithful through the weeks, and if we had any injuries, just the next man up mentality really helped us through the season. But yeah, definitely the Federal League Championship was my favorite accolade of the year. So yeah.
All right, last thing, and we'll let you go here, and we appreciate your time. Drew Logan here on the Kenny and JT Show. How did you handle the pressure of the last name that you have, Logan? Because when you think about Hoover football, you go back, your dad, Andy, Jeff, Judd, the Logan name in Stark County is football, high school football royalty. How did you handle that pressure in maybe trying to live up to the Logan name but also producing on the field for Hoover High School?
Yeah, so I kind of had to put the Logan name aside, and I had to create my own path. Yeah, it's a great legacy, but a legacy doesn't mean anything if you don't do anything with it or create your own path. I don't want to live off my last name from, like, my uncle's and my dad's accolades. I wanted to create my own path and achieve all these things for myself. I had to put the last name aside, and I told my coach I didn't want to be called Logan. He usually calls people by last names. So I told him to call me Drew just so I could get the name out of my head, so I could just be me and do everything myself. It's kind of selfish, but, I mean, it really helped me through the season just trying to produce my own path.
Well, you did that, and it was a heck of a path, and it leads you to Cincinnati for your next stop in your football career. Congratulations on the success at Hoover. Best of luck at Cincinnati. We'll all be watching, and don't be a stranger. We want to bother you after you get sacks and pick sixes and stuff like that as a Bearcat, all right?
Sounds good.